One of the gravest problems facing Czech society today is the situation of the country's Romani community. According to official estimates, there are between 150 and 300,000 Romanis living in the country. They face disproportionately high unemployment and continued discrimination in housing and education. Some 80,000 of them live in socially excluded locations. To assist the local authorities in improving the living conditions in such cities and towns, the Czech government in 2009 set up the Agency for Social Inclusion in Romani Localities. The agency has been active in more than 20 such areas, and this year 19 more applied to join the program. In this edition of One on One, I talked to the agency's director, Martin Šimáček, and first asked him what forms of assistance they were offering.
The target group are people threatened with social exclusion, especially Roma people. But that's the, let's say, second target group. We've got also the first target group, and these are our partners on a local level. It means local authorities, also non-governmental organizations, also clerks, policemen, those who can offer some jobs, and so on. And we operate so-called local partnership, which is the team of all those actors, and they are preparing some kind of analyze in a place, and also taking the people from a target group, Roma people, to the process of analyzing. And then after analyzing, we operate or we prepare local plan of measures and activities. And this is during the first year of our activity in a place. During the second year, we just push all those activities and measures to the field. So after 2 years, we can say that our work is in a field and we can see some first results of our work, and also very tightly connected to people threatened with social exclusion.
Which of these groups, the actors that can provide jobs and represent the local authorities or the socially excluded people, which of these groups is more difficult to get to and to work with?
That's totally different, but the problem is nearing the same importance. It means that it's not that easy to motivate people threatened with social exclusion. Also, it's not easy to motivate majority to be able to think about the situation, to think about, to be open for social inclusion, to be open for some solutions which we offer. So I think that work with both target groups is totally different, but it's on the same level of hardness.
You're very good in helping the immediate consequences of social exclusion. Can you also help with causes of the situation?
I think that our activities or measures are targeting not just only the visible matters or the visible things. For example, in education, we just want or just a little bit push schools to be able to think about the situation in the whole context. It means if we prepare some activity for inclusion Roma children to school, we also think about all those children in the school. So the activities are like opening the school for any child which needs some kind of special support. So we think that we solve the problem in the whole context, and also with all the partners which are prepared or able to support or cooperate in this case with a school. So it means non-governmental organizations and others. We just want to push on education in all the places which are possible to change the situation.
Wouldn't you like to change something centrally? For example, certain legislation that allows, you know, usury, which is lending money on a really high interest, or perhaps the famous Gambling Act, which God knows what will happen with it. But wouldn't you like to change some things that would affect all the communities at once, which is, of course, legislation?
Other part, which is not that well known of our work, is to collect the information from the field and to bring them on a state level. So we communicate with ministries and offering some changes in the systems. So we can see that lots of systems are not prepared to contact those people threatened with social exclusion. Those systems are not cooperating with their needs. So our proposals are like to change the legislation or methods or so on. And maybe one of the most important activities of our agency these days are preparing the strategy of fight against social exclusion. And the measures in these strategies, it's about 100 measures to the systems with cooperation with the ministries.
In a debate that you recently took part in on Czech TV, there were two mayors. One was from Nový Bydžov that has an acute problem with the local Romani community, and another mayor was from a town near Most in northern Bohemia where things seem to be working pretty well. What is the difference? Is it only the attitude of the mayors and of the authorities, or is there some other factors at play?
The thing is the attitude. I have to say that the situation in Nový Bydžov is not that hard as in Obrnice, you mentioned. Obrnice, it's about 2,500 people, and maybe 1,000 of them are just Roma people from social exclusion. And we can see that the activities of integration are useful and are helping those people connect to the society in a place. In Nový Bydžov, we can see that the situation is they've got 400 people, and all the inhabitants are 7,000. So the problem is not that huge as in Obrnice. And also, lots of people in Nový Bydžov are working. They've got jobs, are sending children to the schools. So the problem is not that huge. But the local authorities or mayor is not working or making his work well. So the problem is the attitude.
19 communities across the country applied to join your program this year. You're going to pick 7 of them, which you will enter into the program. First of all, aren't you surprised that all of the communities that have these issues are not applying? And second, don't you think you should be able to accept all of them?
That's a very crucial question. I think that lots of cities or mayors or local authorities are not just prepared to work hard on a situation of their localities. It means we can see that just 19 of them are prepared to cooperate, and lots of them are not prepared to cooperate. Also, I have to say that more than 30 or 40 localities or cities are just calling to my office and trying to have more information about the cooperation. So they are preparing on cooperation. That's also a very important thing. And I have to say that maybe the problem on our side that some of them are not well informed. So that's also the problem. We have to get more information about the intervention from our side for mayors to be able to think if the cooperation is possible or not. And the second part of your question is also very important because, it's a problem. If we can just take 7 cities for some kind of cooperation, it's a problem because if 19 cities are calling for some kind of help, we should be able to help them. So it's some kind of problem to be solved in the future from our side.
Well, I mean, you're part of you directly run by the government. Shouldn't the government basically give you more funds for you to extend your operations?
it would be great. That's also the problem. Or I'm not sure if I'm able to comment such kind of question, but I'm really happy that this government is able to give some kind of support to agency to grow and be able to operate in more localities. Yeah, the second part is that they can help just a bit more for agency to be able to operate in all the cities which are now prepared to cooperate. Yeah.
Well, at about the same time that 19 communities applied to join your program, more than 50 mayors of other places signed a petition or declaration asking the government for more powers in dealing with what they call the unadaptable population. More specifically, they're asking basically for power to be able to control who gets the social benefits and who doesn't based on their behavior. Do you think this is a major risk for whatever you're trying to do, that more and more people will go this way rather than try to join your program?
I can see that those 50 or 51 mayors who were in Nový Bydžov and are calling for some possibilities for repression, that they are not the voice of mayors in Czech Republic. There are more and more mayors who just want to solve the situation, that they can see that if they not solve the situation, the problem in the future will be huge and and bigger and worse to solve. So I think that's the only voice of 50 people, 50 those who are not able to make the real program of integration, and that's not the voice of mayors in Czech Republic.
But are you concerned that there might be more people, more mayors joining this voice?
Yeah, but on the other hand, I have to say that we are just a bit scared of those voices, and we just have to answer on their action or activities and to be able to offer another way of solving the problem. So I can see it's like our task to be able to communicate also with those 50 or more mayors and to offer them another way of solution.
Martin Cimacek, our guest in this week's One-on-One, talking to